We're up to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll start from Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're trying to figure out where we see that the klolim that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't follow this way. So he tries this brayse. It says in the brayse, an eir, a private city that became a public city, you're not going to make an eir of the whole thing. But if it's a public city that became a private city, you can't make an eir of the whole thing because it wasn't mukavadira. Unless he makes out of it like a new city in Yehuda, which is 50 dwellers. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Shimon says. Three chateres of each one, two houses. Chama agrees that halachas like Rabbi Shimon. Who argues in Rabbi Yehuda? Said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the question, maybe over here also, where did we learned halachas like that? We didn't learn it. Ella, we say it's from another scenario. We learned the Mishnah, someone leaves over his home and goes to the sleep or Shabbos from a different city, when it's a goy or a Jew, he asks for all the chateres. That's the main sheet. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't ask. Rabbi Yehuda says a goy asks because he can always come back. Yisrael doesn't ask because a Jew doesn't come back on Shabbos. Shimon says even if he left his house and went to his daughter in the same city, he doesn't ask her. Because he's Mesiach Da'asimit. Chonbogur said, name of Rav, Lach Zakav Shem. Who argues? Rabbi Yehuda. I said, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem, Lach Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the question? Maybe here too. Wherever we learned, we learned. Wherever we didn't learn, we didn't learn. When we learned before, Ish, Lach Zakav Shem, we do that. Elamites in this case. We said, the Oni makes an Erev by going with his feet. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't have an Oni. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, both an Oni and Asher, we didn't say ma'arva with bread, only to be makel on the usher. They shouldn't have to go out and do it by himself. And Rav, and Rashi learned to Chiva Rav in front of Rav, but it's an onion usher. And Rav said, Rav was assigned the lachas akrevida. Why need both cases? He said, maybe read the lachas akrevida. What's the question? Maybe Rav doesn't hold these kolam. Elements from this case. It says, Yevama should not do chalitza, not do yivma until she has 3 months. All the other women that are almonis or whatever should not get married and not get engaged until they have 3 months, so at least you know which kid the kid will belong to. Whether they're Vesula, Ba'ula, Almona, and Grusha. Arusas, they're engaged on Nesuas. Rabbi says Nesuas can do Arusas. Arusas can get married except for Arusas Shemihud because then they could have gotten together. Rabbi says all the Noshim is asked to get engaged except for Almona because of Ebal, because of Avelis. And it said, Rav Loza didn't go into Bismanish. She met Rav Asi that was outside. She said, what did they say in Bismanish? She said, this is what Rav Yechon said. Allah is like Rav Yossi. So he sees a Yochad, argues on him. Says, yeah, Taka learned. If she used to run home to her father's house, or she had anger with her husband, or her husband was an old man or a sick person, or she was sick, of course she couldn't have kids because Rashi says because of her mazel, or she was an older woman, couldn't have kids, or she was a katana, young child, islandess, which means she was born not able to have kids, or she's not ruya leilud because she took her medicine, or her husband's locked up in jail. If she's mapel, even after her husband died, they all need to wait 3 months. That's why she misses mata to get engaged and to get married right away. Why do you need that? The mayor of Israel said, "Loch Kerav Yosi." What's the kasha? Maybe he's coming to tell you not like Rav Nachum Shmuel, because he said, "Loch Zakar Meir V'Zeir Roisov." Elmar would die this brayse. It says, "Let the brayse they go to the Yerid, the marketplace of Goyim, Larvan, and then Behema Avodim Shvachas Botim Sodas of Crown, houses, fields, vineyards, and he writes in their courts." Because it's like saving it from their hands, even though it looks like he's moida to them. If he was a kohen, he's b'tam l'chutzlaretz to be laden and to argue with them. And just like he's b'tam l'chutzlaretz, so too is b'tam v'sakoras. Skoras saka. That turns on a Torah, el v'sapras, which they don't want him. And b'tam, he can be b'tam, this is she married a woman, a lom of Torah. Rabbi said, when he doesn't find to learn. And if he finds to learn, he should not be Torah. Rabbi says, even when he finds a place to learn, also he can become tamer because, now we're going to continue on daf. Mem Zayin Amud Beis, because not from every person can a person be zeichet to learn. Rabbi said, as a story, the Yisrael Kohen went to his Rebbe and Tzidon to Antoine, Rabbi Yechon said, Alach Zakar Beisi. Why didn't he do that? We said already, Rabbi Yechon said, Alach Zakar Beisi. So Rabbi said, I still need it. I would think the Afkar Mishnah, but Rabbi said not. Kamashma. So Pshat is, this klal is not everyone holds it as klal, because Rav doesn't hold this klal. You read the same name, Shmuel Chavtsa Nachi is not going to Shvisa according to him. If it's saying according to Rabbanu Pshita, Mada Chavtsa Hefker, that just no Bailam is not going to Shvisa, Chavtsa Nachi, which has Bailam, of course. And it's going according to Rabbi Chavnurin. He tells me when does Rabbi Chavnurin say it's going to Shvisa, Dabka Chavtsa Hefker, that doesn't have an owner. Chavtsa Goyim, that has an owner? No. I want to ask you a question. Shimon also said someone borrows a kelim from a goy and yantav, so too lends a goy a kelim and they gave it back a yantav. And the kelim and storages that they're shavus in the tchum, they have 2,000 amps in every direction. A goy that brought payers from out of the tchum should not move them out of the place. Now, if you say Rabbi Yechon holds, Bechamnur holds Chavtsa Nachis Kohen Shvisa, so that's going to quote to Bechamnuri. But if you say Bechamnur holds Chavtsa Nachis not Kohen Shvisa, so who's it going? They're not a Bechamnuri, not a Chacham. Says the Oilami holds like Bechamnuri, Chavtsa Nachis is Kohen Shvisa. Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. I said the Koran Tachacham Pshita. I don't think maybe it should be goes at the bottom of the goy or the bottom of the Yisrael. Kamash when I goes at the goy or the Yisrael. Chibur Rav said Nehru Bechelen Cheftz Anach is Koran Shvisek Zer Bayan of the Nachra at the bottom of the Yisrael. These rams that came to Mivrachasa, which was out of the Tchum, Rav was matter of them, who's the divide from them? Ravina said to Rav, what do you hold? Because who said name Shvu Cheftz Anach is not Koran Shvisek? I Shmur Bechel Ach Kira Bechelen. And Chibur Rav said Nehru Bechelen Cheftz Anach is Koran Shvisek Zer Bayan of the Nachra at the bottom of the Yisrael. So Rav had Charota, let him sell it to the Birchasa, the Kula Mivrchasa, because the whole town of Mivrchasa is like the Adam's name. So Rav Chiya said, that's why he could take us out. So then the Gemara brings down, Rav Chiya said, the Cherem, which is a net, that's a fish net that's between Tchum and Shabbos in the water, needs a Mechitza Shabazel to be Mafsik. Because otherwise the water and the things flow through and it comes out one tchum to another tchum. This is the end of Daf Mem Zayin.